the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
This year's Brighton Fringe has finally kicked off, and this week Irish artist Zantony is here with his backing group, the Penny Slots. They're performing a Eurovision-themed show called Dues at the Warren all week long. On the phone with me right now, it's the man himself, Zantony. Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tell me about your show. It sounds like it's Eurovision-themed. What's the premise behind it?
So it is about the Eurovision, and what we're doing is we're asking the UK to put us forward for the Eurovision in 2017. And we're bringing the public about 9 songs, any of which they can choose to go forward. And what we did was we asked Ireland last year, and they didn't let us through because Nicky Byrne got it. And so the idea is that we're going to keep trying and keep asking you to validate us for the Eurovision, because we love the Eurovision. We want to do it very much.
Okay, so you're trying different countries. UK is next on the list, is it?
Yeah, we're focusing on UK. We've got a couple of shows in the UK in the next summer, and we sort of left Ireland behind for a minute, and now we're sort of seeing, can we do the UK? And we really hope it works out.
Now, you sounded a little bit bitter about Nicky Byrne getting through. You tried to get through to this year's Eurosong, didn't you?
We did, but we didn't even really get to apply as such, you know, because there was no system in place. It's kind of like a closed shop. But we, you know, we had like a really, really strong response in Dublin when we did the show Dublin Tiger Fringe in 2015. And, you know, we knew what the favourite song was, and we would have gone forward had there been like a system in place. And we did send some emails, and we did write some letters, and we did throw some bricks through windows, and no one paid attention.
Okay.
But you know, it doesn't matter. We're still trying, and we're here now. So that's all that matters, our commitment.
So how long have you been interested in getting into Eurovision then?
Well, my producer said to me, ex-Anthony, if you want to build audiences, you need to try and do something that is global. So we decided that the Eurovision was the next best thing for me. Because, you know, really, I'm kind of like, I'm an artist, but also I want to be a pop star. Those are the main things.
Okay.
And that's kind of a joke as well. Like, you know, we're trying to build audiences, but there's also, and if you want to get serious about it, like there was lots of interesting things going on behind the Eurovision. So if you use the Eurovision as a frame, there's like politics, there's all sorts of kind of themes, queerness, camp, technology, authenticity, all these things that like I was fascinated with as an artist. And to use the Eurovision as a frame is the perfect way to deal with those, to explore those things. But also I just would like to make some fans.
I suppose, like when it comes to Eurovision, you mentioned the politics, and I suppose it's kind of descended into song versus spectacle of late, isn't it? You either focus on songwriting or you focus on a very spectacular performance. Which camp would you be in, do you reckon?
The camp. no, in fairness, like we play with that. So, you know, there's some songs where they're like supposedly high spectacle value, but, you know, we don't really have a budget. So, we kind of make do what we can have, and there's roller skates, which is fantastic, and then sometimes we do play with deconstruct, like with the pop song or the songwriting, and we try and take that apart. So there's a song called Numbers, which is like basically everyone's favorite song, because what we do is we just count to 100 and then to a trillion, but it's in this really, really, really fun, addictive way, you know, and the simplicity really appeals to people, and that's what the Eurovision is like. If you deconstruct a song, it's super simple, you know.
Yeah.
And usually it's about nothing at all.
Yeah, I'm thinking your act is a bit of a cross between Jedward and Father Ted's My Lovely Horse. Would that be close?
It's sort of, yeah. It's smarter than both put together. Like it's a play. It's a play on that kind of that awkwardness of like Father Ted and the kind of exuberance of Jedward. You know, and like their kind of serious commitments and their serious like high kicks and like, you know, out of note tunes, and like, you know, they're just trying their best. But at the same time, there is like a lot of there's a social commentary behind it, you know, kind of the desperation. We're just going to keep trying, you know. There's a commitment there. Jedward just stopped, you know, but we're still trying.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll get there. What's the reaction been like so far to the show? Because is this your first UK gig in Brighton?
No, we've had loads in the UK. We've been doing, we did the Glory in London, and then we're doing more in Somerset and Reading and God, like so many, we're doing lots of dates basically. We're doing London a lot as well. And it's been really interesting, you know. It's been really bizarre actually, because we did it in Ireland, in a kind of a rural place in Ireland, and I was worried the show wouldn't really land. And actually, yeah, it was just like eaten up like candy. And then we did it in the gay bar in London, and it's also eaten up. So like really, it's like this very broad spectrum, and it's been really, you do get the odd person who'll just turn away,
yeah,
who just doesn't want to look, because it's just really, really fun.
But
yeah,
it's a
so
bit,
it's been great. It's been really great.
Yeah, it's a bit like Eurovision itself, though. It does cater to a lot of different tastes, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we're trying to like hit all those different boxes, and you're kind of we're trying to get like, people don't really like, for those of you who don't like the Eurovision, you can actually drop that. Like, you could just ignore that theme in the show and just look at it as a piece of like comedy or spectacle or kind of commentary, and then people love it as well. So
yeah,
it's like we're trying to really pull in as much people as possible, you know.
Now, you did have a little bit of a kind of a brush with fame last week. You were handed the reins to the Ireland Twitter handle. How did that come about?
You know, I just emailed someone and they sorted it out. I kind of was skeptical. I was like, or cynical. I thought, oh, you know, I'm doing a lot of shows. I should probably be doing that. But also, I was like, why can't I do that? And also, I really like it. It's a great idea. But you know, sometimes it sort of seems to focus on some sort of really heavy issues, which I, you know, I got into a bit of trouble during the week because A, don't upset vegans. B, don't talk about sex. Those two things. I could talk about everything else. It was fine. I could talk about like really. And my kind of attitude was to sort of use it as a kind of a place to sort of to like have a light banter. I wanted to kind of talk about Ireland because I don't live in Ireland. I live in London, and kind of try and investigate Irishness, because I'm really interested in Irishness, you know, and like what makes us Irish, and like how come we're so likable as a nation, and how come we're so complicated, and like all these, you know, things that I want to sort of figure out. And yeah, and I also feel like 130 characters is not the place to make a debate, really. Like, you can make a nuanced, quick statement, but really, I got in some trouble because I'd say one thing and then I'd be like, well, actually, I mean 10 other things as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was interesting.
But it's a great idea, though, the at Ireland handle, because it's kind of like a rotating curatorship, I guess, of the feed, isn't it?
It's amazing. No, it's great. Like today there's Noreen Gallagher, I think, and she works in Sudan, and she's here for the week, and she's like 3 hours ahead or something, or behind.
Yeah.
And like, that's just fascinating. Like she's coming from a totally different background. Like she's working in Sudan as like helping people, and like, and then there's like a week before this, me, who's like an artist or a pop star working with like fame and all the sort of other issues. And like, it's funny because I signed it and then someone tweeted being like, thank God, what a ridiculous week. And I was like, well, actually, yeah, like, thank God it was a ridiculous week, because you need that. You know, it's not all like difficult. Like, you can have fun, you know.
Yeah. Right. So this week, then, you're at the Brighton Fringe. What dates and times can we catch your show at?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 p.m. every night. And tonight is 10. Well, Monday, just be going out. It's £10 tonight, and then the price is not just for us, but you can buy tickets at the door online at brightonfringe.org.com. And you can follow me at @AntonyMarkin on Twitter, and like just join in the conversation there. And the fun is, the show is really great. Like, you get to take part, you don't have to turn your phones off. You can keep your phones on the whole time, take as much photographs because we need the publicity. And yeah, it's really exciting. I'm really excited. It's a whole new place. Like, we've never done Brighton, and it's every show we do, we try and cater it to an area. So apparently the big issue of Brighton is parking costs, but I don't know how that's going to fit in.
It certainly is an issue, all right. Definitely.
I've heard. I was like, what? Is this the issue of the day? No, but we'll be dealing with Brexit in the show a little bit. And, you know, so that's going to be, we're going to have a political song this time.
Okay. And do you have any advice for Nicky Byrne if Nicky happens to be listening in, you know,
Nicky. No, I mean, good luck, Nicky.
Yeah. Leave it at that. Still a bit bitter about it.
A little bit bitter. But like, you know, I study mindfulness, and I'm sure Nicky knows all about that, and maybe it'll help him sing.
Perfect.
Well.
Perfect. Thanks very much, and the best of luck with the show.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yay. Bye.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of home.
Here we go, man. Tonight we gonna rap for free. You know that tonight, man, we rap all these with Anthony. How you doing right now? First of all, speak words. First thing we get from the radio reverbs.
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show. What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.